Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. If anyone has the question or the passage, could you read aloud for me, somebody?
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the King
Jesus Christ is doing the speaking. He said, from the days of John the Baptist
until now, the kingdom. Until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
And the violence take it by force.
And the violence, Christ says, take the kingdom by force. That's the end of it.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The question asked by Brother Dean, how can this be if the kingdom had not yet come? Legitimate question. I hope you get the point. The question is, how can the kingdom suffer violence when the kingdom at this point was not here? It would be sometime after this, before the kingdom would be established. Be mindful that the kingdom of Christ was not established until, or should I put it another way? Well, let me continue on that point anyway. Was not established until the Pentecost following Jesus Christ's ascension. That's about 32 AD. This was some time before that. So the question is a legitimate question. How have you dealt with this passage where the kingdom of Christ, which has not yet come, it suffers violence? How can that be? I'm sorry, it's not a session, informal Bible study session where I could seek to ask some questions, that is in respect to you helping to give the answer. There's another important point in the passage that has just been read, probably not that exact passage, but a verse above or a verse below. Let me get to the question. Could you read it again? Just, I ask everyone to listen.
And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force.
Okay. Jesus Christ here in this passage in speaking about the kingdom, Jesus Christ is depicting the kingdom like it was a besieged city. That's the way Christ is picturing the kingdom here. Like the kingdom was a besieged city. As a besieged city, the city is shut up. But the enemies of the kingdom and of the city, which surrounded the city, I'm taking up the picture in Christ's mind, talking about the church like it is a city that was besieged, surrounded by enemy. Those who surrounded it, they couldn't get in. They stormed the walls to force an entrance into the city. The gates of Jesus' kingdom was not open until Acts chapter 2. As I've said, it's probably about a year or two before this, what Christ is saying. Rather, after. What Christ is saying is a year or two before the kingdom was established and opened for entrance in Acts chapter 2 and the day of Pentecost following Christ's ascension. But men, I've just stated a fact about the kingdom, and I'm continuing responding to the question. Men, hearing about the kingdom and that it soon be here, they sought to enter the kingdom prematurely. I'm going to give you some example of that. But they are not seeking to enter the kingdom by the gate when it is opened by the Almighty God, by Jesus Christ. They are going to breach getting into the city. They are going to try to make their own way. So as to get into the kingdom. This is in effect what Jesus Christ is saying. No, but that might leave you still a little confused. I hope okay, I thought I saw Brother Bean. Oh, he's not here. Anyway, so get this now. As I said, the kingdom was preached by John the Baptist, by Jesus Christ, that the kingdom was at hand. There were men and women who were anxious to get in the kingdom. Both men and women who were sympathetic towards Christ's teaching. That is, they were inclined to accepting Christ's teaching. And those who were enemies of Christ's teaching. Here are some examples of men and women, and especially religious leaders and others who follow them, who were aggressive toward the kingdom or some of what Jesus Christ taught. There were men and women who won. I'm going to give you about 4 or 5 examples of what Christ was saying there about taking the kingdom by violence. Example 1. There were some who tried to make Jesus Christ king by force. That's right. Let me repeat it. There were men who tried to make Jesus Christ a king by forcing Christ to do that. Look at John 6:15. Read for me.
John 6:15. When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone.
That's right. You see, this is showing some of the anxiety that existed then about the kingdom. We're going to be going to another passage. We're going to go to a few passages. But this is one example where men have planned and were pursuing action in making Jesus Christ a king. Jesus Christ had to hide, just get by himself, to avoid some of the problem that would come as a result of this. 2, the mother of James and John sought to obtain secular position or secular appointment or worldly appointment. That is the mother seeking to get her son into a good position in the kingdom. Look at Matthew chapter 20, verse 21.
And he said unto her, "What wilt thou?" She said unto him, "Grant that these my 2 sons may sit, the one on the right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom."
That's right. These 2 sons would have position of power and authority, one on the left, one on the right. You see, all this, you know, is about the anticipation of the kingdom that John the Baptist preached about, Christ preached about it. And the religious world then, among the Jews, were looking for the kingdom. 3, some men and women alive right then when Christ was, they thought that the kingdom would come immediately in their lifetime. Probably within weeks, days, months from here when Christ spoke. Look at Luke 19:11.
And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable, because he was nigh unto Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear.
That's right. You see, they thought the kingdom of God is just a few minutes round the corner. In fact, the apostles of Jesus Christ quarrel over who should be the greatest in the kingdom. Christ's apostles. Look at Luke chapter 22, 24 through 30.
And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest.
There was also a what, brother? Vivian,
a strife.
I heard it first. I just want to make sure again. A strife among them, who? The apostles, followers of Christ. They have contention. Was it over something substantial? No. They want to know who would be first. That's right. Who would be first? Read, brother.
And he said unto them, The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. But he shall not be so, but he that is the greatest among you, let him be as the younger, and he that is chief, as he that doth serve. For whether is greater, he that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth, is not he that sitteth at meat, but am among you as he that serveth. He are they which have continued with me in my temptations, and I appoint unto you a kingdom, as my Father hath appointed unto me. Verse 30, that he may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm. So here, this is all about the apostle quarreling among themselves. Who would be the top person in the kingdom? Christ says, among other things, your concept of my kingdom is wrong, because you're seeing my kingdom yet to be established like you see the kingdom of the world. Christ says, it's not going to be so. So all this have implication to the question that was asked. Very good question. In fact, just one more point, and I want to point out something here. The apostles of Jesus Christ themselves, this is a different point, but still responding to the question. The apostles of Jesus Christ themselves were anxious for the kingdom to come. They wanted the kingdom to come right then. Look at Acts chapter 1, verse 6.
When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?
Now notice, restore the kingdom to Israel. They are, the Israelites in general, were attaching what John the Baptist teach about the kingdom, what Christ taught that it is at hand. They were attaching that to the kingdom of David that God promised would go forever. And they thought that that kingdom would be restored within the lifetime, within their lifetime, and that it was close. Of course, their concept of the kingdom and the biblical truth about the kingdom are two different things. But, okay, so I finish with the question. Remember the question from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the question is, how can this be if the kingdom had not yet come? I have explained that. Then I give some four or five examples of the violence that surround the teaching of the king, the ignorance and the violence, and the wrong concept that surrounded the kingdom at that time. While we are on it, a very important passage in that same context of Matthew chapter 11, a passage that you should mark for your own guidance and in your effort, both as you have it in your mind and as you plan to activated to get involved in soul winning is verse 13 of the same Matthew chapter 11. Very important passage. Read it aloud for us, somebody.
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if he will receive it, this is Elias, which was far to come. He that
verse 13.
Okay. Vivian. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
Until John. It's a very important brief verse, because what Jesus Christ is saying here, get this, that all previous dispensation will end in John the Baptist. All the previous dispensation, the Mosaical, the this, the that, they stop with John. And it is important that you be mindful of what the verse is saying. Very important verse. That telling us all previous dispensation John's own being the last one and all other dispensation ending John. After John, it's a new dispensation that will last forever. It's the Christian dispensation. All the others end with John. Very important passage. Any question? Thank you.